Grace, mercy, and peace be with you from God our Father and our Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Professor Tom Long tells the story of a man who is not interested in knowing the truth. George Buttrick, a well-known preacher of the 20th century, met the man while riding on an airplane. As Buttrick was writing intently on a yellow notepad, the man seated next to him interrupted him and said, "Excuse me, I hate to bother you, but you seem to be working very diligently on something there. May I ask you what it is?" "Certainly. I'm a Presbyterian minister and I'm working on my Sunday sermon." "Oh, religion," the man observed. "I don't like to get all caught up in the ins and outs of religion. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. The golden rule. That's my religion." "And what," said Buttrick, "do you do, sir?" "Well, I work at the university," he said. "I'm an astronomer." "Oh," said Buttrick, "astronomy. I don't like to get all caught up in the ins and outs of astronomy. Twinkle, twinkle, little star. That's my astronomy." Today is Holy Trinity Sunday. It's the only festival on the church's liturgical calendar that is actually focused on a theological teaching. And if you were to open up your red hymnals to the front, to page 14, you will see the church's liturgical calendar and the seasons there. Start out with Advent, as we get ready for the birth of Jesus. We celebrate Jesus' birth at Christmas. And then we've got the Epiphany, after Jesus has been encountered by the three wise men and baptized by his cousin John in the Jordan. Then we enter the 40 days of Lent, as Jesus was 40 days in the wilderness, so we spend 40 days preparing for the great 3 days, Monday, Thursday, Good Friday, the Easter Vigil. We celebrate Easter for 7 weeks, a week of weeks, as we celebrate the mystery of the resurrection. And then we get to a time called the time after Pentecost, which actually lasts for 26 weeks. Half of the year. Now, during the time after Pentecost, we are to focus on growing in our faith in the Father, through the grace of the Son, in the love of the Holy Spirit. That's why, if you'll notice there, that the color is G, is green. Green, like plants and grass, makes us think of living things that grow and flourish under the proper care. We, as Christians, are much like plants and grass. With God's tender care and nurture, we grow and flourish. All right, you can put the hymnals away, but I just wanted to show you that that calendar was there. And our children are actually learning about that in Sunday school through the world curriculum. They're learning about the different liturgical seasons and the colors and what they mean. White's a color of celebration, green of growth, red of the Holy Spirit, blue of hope. And I'm missing one. Purple. Purple. The color of repentance during Lent. So that's what those colors mean. When we get to the time of Pentecost, time after Pentecost, the color is green because we're thinking about our faith and how we can grow in our relationship with the Lord. But in order to grow properly, we do need to get our heads on straight. We have to know who this God is that showers us with his lavish care and attention. This is the reason why we take one Sunday a year to talk about a central teaching of our faith, and that's the mystery of the Holy Trinity. Now, I can probably guess what some of you are feeling at this point. I haven't heard any groans quite yet, but the truth is the doctrine of the Holy Trinity is probably the single most difficult concept to wrap our heads around as Christians. Namely, that we worship one God who has revealed himself to us in three divine persons. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. One God in three divine persons. Three divine persons making up just one God. It's enough to make my head hurt. If you have not read the book, The Shack, I would encourage you to read the novel, The Shack. It's disturbing, but it's also very powerful and moving. And it was a minister's attempt to explain the Holy Trinity to his young daughter. So I think that might be worth your time to find the novel, The Shack, and to read that. The Holy Trinity is an important truth of the Christian faith. Belief in the Holy Trinity, along with trust in the saving work of Jesus, is what all Christians have in common, no matter what our denomination is. And knowing what the truth is an absolute must when it comes to matters of faith. The truth. Do you just swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God? The world seems to be hearing that phrase a lot in recent years. The problem is that you cannot tell what the truth is by listening to what goes on in a courtroom.